Blog Talk Radio.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the Next Level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
Saturday Sunday groove. Move Sunday groove. It's a, I don't know how long they're going to let us last. And we've got some young folks coming on into the company. And I think they want to sit us down. They laugh at everything we do. Everything I'm playing, they laugh at. So, bro, I just want to, this might be my only day they might let me home. So, I want to introduce a young lady that I've been very proud to, you know, to talk to for some time. Tremendous confidence in her background and her energy. You know, there's the potential of so much going on with this, but right now, you know, I just wanted to introduce the next me. Ashley, are you there with us this morning?
Hello.
Right.
Ashley,
morning. Yeah, man. So good morning, happy Sunday. I hope y'all let the old folks at least do our little birthday. I know, right? We got a lot going on in the city, man. We got a lot going on in the city. Got a lot going on with the radio station. Some things just kind of summing things up for the end of the week and beginning of the week. We got Sundays in for some people and beginning for others. So, you know, I'm just in here. We just basically making sure that our listeners have a chance to wind down before they got to get back to the madness of driving around Atlanta. It is too much. So, Ashley, that's what I was asking you for. You know, so you are a young lady that people need to be watching out for. So I just, you know, I'm gonna spray it on slowly but surely. But you sent me a young man that you listen to his music. So we're gonna do a little more talking later and put some more songs and stuff out. Tell me about this guy that you like so much.
Alrighty, well, his name is Alan Stone, and some people may have heard him. He has this very soulful voice, very wonderful. Very deep, like soprano-ish. So he's like up. His range is just amazing. He can go from bass to soprano in the course of a minute, and he really starts singing about problems that's going on in America. So he's very aware of everything that's going on, and he makes his music reach and like. Okay, sorry about that, but. He's from Seattle, Washington, so he was born right there. He's been doing music since he was smaller, but he just got big back like maybe like 2012, 2013, and that's when he first came out with his first CD, and then he's been doing tours and basically going behind other people and opening for people and things like that so he can get his name out in the world.
Authority, hey, I cry. You it any farther. Push, pull, tear. We can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear. We can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear. And every day the taxes increase.
Girl of your dreams.
Y'all, welcome back, boy. That was Dana Love, and young lady that sent me some information about her, so I played that. We're in the label type of radio station. I want to thank Ashley. Ashley is going to be working with us for a minute. I'm hoping that... I just keep changing headphones, but that was Alan Stone before that. That was Angie Stone's little boy. I don't know if that's true or not, but he got some range on him, Miss Ashley, don't he?
Yes, he does. He's one of my favorite artists.
Boy, that Angie baby right there. Angie, I'm going to tell you. He hit that high note. I was like, well, good Lord. He didn't go up there. Come right on back. I said, all right now, man. Y'all are listening to Atlantix Radio. Call in number is 516-387-1251. I'm online with my new intern. I told y'all they exist. I know everybody knew like she was talking about them damn interns. They exist. They do. They coming. They coming. As I'm telling y'all. Things are coming about. Ashley, I appreciate your help and everything that putting up with me and all the hoop folks.
I don't know what's up there. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
And welcome back, you guys, Atlanta Mix Radio, this Sunday morning, smooth groove Sunday. I'm with Ashley. I'm just going to keep calling her Ashley because I've been trying to ask her what they want, what do you want people to know you by? She's like, so what now? I said, say what now? Yeah. So that's Ashley. We got Ashley with me, one of our interns. I'm telling you, I got some bad interns coming up. I just wanted her to join me. With me and my shenanigans, Ashley, are we still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Ashley, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, about that masterful education you got going on that you need to make sure you get to work quick. So you pay back all that money for all those degrees you got. Boy, Lord, God. Lord, that's all like Dominique.
Call me Ashley Marie, and I graduated last June from Full Sail University in Florida, and I graduated with my master's in entertainment business and sports management, and I have a background in basically entertaining people. No. But I write poetry, and I like to laugh, and that's what I do best.
Right. So you start meeting the rest of these hoes that you got to work with. Girl, please. I tried to finish a whole bottle last night. I heard my mom say, "You don't need to be drinking that whole bottle." I'm like, "I'm gonna drink this whole bottle and try a second one. For real." But yeah, man, you got a master's in entertainment and sports management. You were an athlete too, so you actually were you played ball in college as well.
Yeah, I actually played basketball high school, college, and I played semi-pro for a few years. So, yeah, got a couple years of experience under my belt, just a little bit.
Yeah, but you ain't never, like, under 25. I don't know how y'all get all this life inside that packed thing that y'all be doing. I be in there. So, you know, you said you love soccer, so we got a new soccer team that's about to set fire to the world, Atlanta United FC. I still haven't figured out the FC stands for, but I don't know. That can't have nothing to do with soccer. Oh no, that's football. That's because they call it football, right?
Yeah.
In the rest of the world. Oh, okay. So that's Atlanta United Football. What's the C stand for? I wonder. Company, corporation, commission. I don't know, but I know they
probably
sold
club.
Out, man. They got a club. Okay. Man, they done sold out, man. They up your way. I could play at 7:30. And
I see that. I was looking for tickets today, and I was just like, ooh, I'm a little too late.
Absolutely. They sold out. Can't nobody get a ticket except for the 10 people that they need to cook food. I might go in and give them a tip job so they cook. Because they ain't giving out no tickets to nobody. Ain't nobody getting in that joker. It's locked down. Down seriously, but they got a good diverse team, and you play soccer too, right?
No, I just did the radio for soccer in my college, so I was basically like their announcer.
Oh, cool, because they needed a soccer team here. They have a very, you know, Lamix Radio broadcast directly into 1420, and we have the station at 1430, and we have a multicultural audience, and that's, I ain't trying to be funny, but they, if you hear the AM dial on 1420, like at 1 o'clock, you might understand what they're talking about. You can hear a few words, they be gone, man, they be talking, and they believe in soccer, they probably gonna spell out the stadium, the big stadium, when they shift over there. They're supposed to be going over there, I guess, when it's too cold to run around back at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I would love to be up in that thing, you know, but I bet they're going to sell it out. There's a lot, there's a million people in Metro Atlanta. That's just Atlanta. And so you talk about Metro Atlanta, these guys are going to, if they came all the way on the water, they can't get in the car and come up here. So it's going to be a sold out function. It's already sold out. I've been posting it on Facebook. Have a lot of things going on there with that. I think the team basically is going to do a good job because they really went for some real star players. I've friended some of the team members, hoping I might get a ticket. Man, I've friended about 4 or 5 of the players and stuff. I don't care who I'm going to friend all of them. They're going to go, "Who is that old lady? Trying to get a ticket."
Right. So, I'll take one, too.
Man, I'm saying it is going on up in there. We just got a lot of people that are just, you know, moving so heavily, strong situations, you know, that are just really, really, really strong people. We got a new team. Man, we got a new ride share company called Flex. You know, we got a young lady that's a part of our awareness for HIV, Ms. Keisha Empire Johnson. I mean, then we picked up Street Leakers. We got you. We got Next Level. I mean, God has been good. In these 3 months, it's amazing. I just look back. I sit around and cry a lot. People are like, "What is wrong with her?" But I just want to, you know, let We you know, God has been good, and he's been very, very good, and he's kept his promise to the righteous people. So I just say that because I always have to give God that praise because it's important. Got a like from somebody very important from the association down there. Ben Eves just said, "Hey, good job!" a minute ago here on Facebook. Yay! Shout out to me. And but what are we looking at? I mean, the soccer team. I mean, you did the soccer announcement. Have you had a chance to look at the team? Kind of someone.
Yeah,
I took
a. Yeah, I actually took a look at the team before I came on today, and they have some good players. They have some basically very young players. So this team is going to be around for a very long time. There are three star players that they're going to really, like, go with. There is 22 and 23. So two of them are 23 and one of our are 22. I'm scared I'm going to butcher the name, but I'm going to go with it anyways. We have Miguel Armiron, Hector Villaba, and Joseph Martinez. Those three are the designated players, and they're basically going to take this team by storm. They're going
to
be
and
very good.
And they have to
good.
Be young, too.
Right.
Young. Young. Man, and you know what? So they are, so with that, even though they're young, they got a lot of experience, right?
Yes, yes, they do. All three of them have played basically not major league, but they've played in clubs their whole life, basically. Let me see. All three of them are from, well, we have one from, they're all three from South America, and they've been playing not together, but let me see, one started, yeah. They've all started playing basically like 10 or more years ago. So they have a lot of soccer experience. And it seems to me like they're just ready to take Atlanta and move them into that next league. And hopefully we'll be in the playoffs this year. A lot of people, sportscasters around the world, they're saying that Atlanta could possibly be number 3 to number 7. Number 7, you won't be in the playoffs, but hopefully we'll get that number 6 seed. Just in case.
You know what? That's what they said that they weren't coming to build. I saw that. They mentioned that they weren't coming to build a team, that they were going to be a contender. They are talking it up. Alex Hernandez says, you know, he's about, you know, keeping the future moving forward. He was eagerly waiting. I mean, these guys are hungry. This is their time to really shine, and I really think they're going to make us really proud with the way that the way that they're positioned, and they came to win, and that's I mean, we have to have, not talking about any of the other teams, but when you get you know, the city is new, the you know, it's a new breed, a new. And I hope people don't run. I say there is a new world order. The order of the world has changed in sports. I know that. It's very diverse. When you look at Atlanta United and how they about to fill this stadium, it is going to be awesome tonight at 7:30. There's several entities that are going to be. Broadcasting. I saw that they were broadcasting it in Spanish and in English. Now, there's a lot of folks that don't just speak Spanish now. They don't. But I've been trying to get this song downloaded that you know, we always doing something, Ashley. I ain't playing. we don't change. They done took somebody's song and remixed it. I was trying to get it edited and put on back up, but I don't seem like I'm going to be able to do it right now. But I'm going to play a few more songs. We're talking with Ashley Marie. I have no idea what that's all about. Ashley Marie. Because she went to school up in South Carolina, man. And you know what the team looked like. All of us, and then the old captain was somebody else. Remember when I played ball? All that was it. We was all hunched together, man, just walking around campus. And I was like, really? But the team, man, I'm saying, I really appreciate the fact that you do have, you know, this experience with the team. And we're going to keep y'all abreast of what's happening. I'm definitely going to run down some of the players and have them at the station. Definitely, I mean, there's some African players, and we're going to run them down. The one thing about 1420 is that our multicultural background at the station is people who are Jamaican and African descent across all over the African continent. And so you can always tune in anytime during the daytime if you're an African that speaks both English and your native language. You can always call in, and you will hear one of our programmers speaking in your native tongue and airing international news, what's happening in your country, Jamaica, Ghana, all over. So you can see that we do a stream. This particular stream, we always try to do on a Sunday, and we're on 1420 on Tuesdays, and on Monday through Friday, y'all, we're going to be on 1430, the morning show. Like I say, God has been good. He's been very good. So we're going to, you know, get back with a couple of songs. We're going to get it together here with the music. I like my old school stuff. I'm going to keep playing mine until they tell me I can't.
1420 and 1430 AM, the international station dedicated to showing women love and appreciation, as well as keeping you up on the latest 411 that's happening in Atlanta and across the nation. Tune in every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 404-292-1420 or 404-292-1434. WAMRDB 1420, 1430, the new look, feel, and sound of AM radio.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Listening to Atlanta Mix Radio here on the Digital Broadcast Network. I'm with Ashley Marie. Man, I'll tell you, it's been a great Sunday so far. I'm going to try to figure out, a little bit more about this soccer that's coming up. So I can get me some tickets. I'm going to get some tickets for some giveaways. I'm really sincere about being able to support our team. I know we have a women's soccer team, and I remember in my life crossing from zigzagging to zigzagging that we were actually doing some stuff with them. I just can't remember exactly, right this second, but it's coming back to me. Basically, what we're looking at is this Sunday's Smooth Groove. We're looking, Ashley's going to be bringing on some more indie artists that are kind of a neo soul, like Angie Stone's little boy that was playing there earlier. Andy, little boy. Angie, my age. Angie's old enough to have a son. That could be out there. What's her name? The girl from Atlanta Housewives. What's her name? Candy's daughter got a little hit tongue out. The Candy Burris from Atlanta Housewives. Her daughter has a song out. I mean, it's when you get into you get 50, you're supposed to have some stuff going on. You gotta have a legacy left behind. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. So what are we looking at? You talked to me about a few other artists that you know of that was a female artist that you were talking about earlier.
There are a few of them that I've really been into it. Let me see if I can get you one. I know a lot of people know about Esperanza Spalding.
Esperanza.
Do you know about Esperanza Spalding?
How old is he? No, I don't. Of course I don't. I don't know. If you ain't 50 and older, I don't know. Me, Mary J, them folks. That's why we got you around now. I don't know. Let's see. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. I'm stuck. You have to ask my guy kids about my truck. I was stuck with that Jeep for years. Dominique just finally broke out and just said, look, are you ever going to get into the 21st century and at least get a 2000 and something? I got a 2007. Hey, I came up. I still want to. I want to stay back then. The 90s was good years for me. Real good years. So I'm trying to stay back there. I ain't trying to come up this way that quick. But we're gonna have to do something. But yeah, you got I ain't trying to be funny. But you said Espinosa. That's a African American name. I have to ask. I mean, your name is Ashley Marie. I don't know how many do that, but still. trying to say, you know, y'all know what I'm trying to say out there. I ain't trying to be funny, but I mean, I'm all for everybody. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want. Well, you can't call a sister a brother. Okay, that's a sister, that's a brother. There you go. So, what kind of music is it? A neo soul?
Definitely soul.
Oh,
yeah, Esperanza okay. Spalding is definitely soul and definitely like Afrocentric, very, very, very Afrocentric and soulful. I have this one song, Black Gold. We could probably listen to it a little later. I can send it to you, and we can put it on. It's very, very inspiring for our culture.
Well, go ahead and send it, because we ain't got that much time. Because once I leave, I'm going to give me a donut and some coffee. Have you ever craved for something that no matter what you eat, it ain't good enough? I'm going to I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts, plug y'all in. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts right here in Tucker where I live at, and I'm going to get me a cup of coffee and some donuts. That little, they got a chocolate-filled donut, and I'm going to dip my and get me some coffee from Starbucks, and I'm going to sit out. I ain't doing nothing else today. I'm glad we're doing this at noon. And guys, in a few short days, we're gonna be doing something totally different. Y'all not gonna be listening to me too much more longer. I'm just saying, I'm tired. I've been doing this 10 years, show after show. Some shows we did, some programs we did every day. And when people don't show up, I just do what I do. But I'm gonna stop complaining and play some more music with that. Cause this is I'm supposed to be winding down. Winding down.
Poetic love. She asked me, how does poetry make you feel? I said, poetry is like a good lover, the kind that makes love to you from your head down to your feet, the kind that makes you think of them when they are nowhere to be found. Poetry is the kind of love that lifts you up when you're down. The kind of love that makes you smile and brings you peace. The kind we women talk about in our secret hiding places. The kind you record in your mind for years and years after it's gone. I guess it's like giving birth to an angel and always feeling it close to your heart. Even when you have to part ways, you still feel it running through you. That's what poetry is for me. Poetic love. Sensual subconscious that sends
energy surges throughout your primal urges. Part your legs so I can kiss, lick, and suck on your feminine fruits until your juices flow. I want to indulge in your flavor as my tongue slips and slides over quivering fleshy folds, sending scintillating, reverberating shockwaves your every extremity. My fingertips glide across your skin like gazelle riding across the wind. My actions I repeat until your body is moving to the beat of my every touch. I can tell that you're ready for the final finale. Surrender to me and to my seduction.
Full of
y'all. Welcome back. This is Atlanta Mix Radio, 516-387-1251. Talking with Ashley. Got a lot of static in that one. You know how it goes. I'm just trying my best here. Let me tell y'all, that young man was in the studio. He is African, and he's Nigerian, and he was in the studio just last month. And I'm going to mess up his name, but it's Onduka. And unfortunately, he worked for Uber. But, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was supposed to do that one. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that was a round of music that was Next Level, which is our poetry part. I guess it's I don't know what you call it. The guy he's a phenomenal artist, producer. He's also an executive producer for the radio station. And I've got Ashley Marie. Ashley Marie, I tell you. Okay. I'm not going to do that with that one. you are so multicultural, I tell you. It's about new generation doing some stuff. Ashley, tell everybody a little bit more about what you do on a nonprofit side. I really wanted people to know about it. I know what Marlene said, but I think it's very important that I was very moved by the fact of what you're doing, and I want to make sure that we support you along the way. In your journey. So tell everybody about your nonprofit and all of that.
Alrighty. Well, I do have a nonprofit. It's called Two Dreams, Two Reality, Incorporated. And basically I founded it back in March last year. And it's to serve the Atlanta area of Georgia for right now until we branch out and get bigger. But what we do is we provide services to athletes as well as the homeless community. And the services to athletes include basically personal and team training sessions, workout plans, agility work, fundamental training sessions. And the service to the homeless community is job placement, free professional clothing rentals, low-income housing, meals, mentors, and professional advising in different categories. And we're really out to just change the world one person at a time and help everybody who needs help. Definitely, there's a lot going on in Atlanta as far as the homeless community. There are so many different organizations working together. And that's one of the biggest things is working with everybody. It's not a competition. We're all here to help. So that's one of the main focuses. Is helping the Atlanta community and trying to get us back to helping each other instead of an eye for an eye.
You know, that's a high disparity in the fact that the reason why the homeless rate is so enormous in Atlanta is that I'm being real, it's regentrification. A lot of people that are in there. They said millenniums or millennials or whatever y'all call your peers are moving into the city and they have embraced the nightlife, and that's why you see so many restaurants. If you go up Peachtree, I mean it's restaurants that are just even Quick Trip got a place up in there. You know they ain't got no gas station on Peachtree Street. This is just selective marketing and branding, putting that brand where when they travel outside the city, they'll be like, hey, I'll stop the Quick Trip. I mean, it's a huge move in order to be congested in that little spot down there. But the reason why the homeless rate is just really, really, really bad is the fact that, you know, they have changed the city to a point where you're not going to be able to even live in it. People are going to have to drive into the city to work, and they're not going to pay that much in the city, because by the time you pay everything, get the taxes, you might just stay out here in Stone Mountain. So, you know, but people are those people that are walking around find it more easy, I would think, to live in the city and be homeless other than moving out to where they got empty houses everywhere and buy a house like that one lady did. It was something mm-hmm. that was a guy. He owned a house, remember, I think it was in Texas, and he made it his domicile. And they got some kind of rule or whatever. But all I'm saying is that you get your house, you sit in it long enough, and the owner don't come back and reclaim it, it's yours, they say. That's Georgia law.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. It's yours. So, I mean, I'm not telling the homeless to just come all out here and everything, but, hey, come on out here.
Yeah, it's crazy because... You know, now that Marietta, we now are basically Marietta, Smyrna area, we're going to have the new Braves Stadium. So I know one of the roads that were not low-income housing, but it was very affordable, okay? There was very affordable apartments. They've torn all of that down, and now they're about to make high-rises and lofts. So where are those people going? They're going to be homeless, or they're going to try to go somewhere that they can afford that's really not exactly what they want or in the location and end up, you never know how they end up. And that's one of the big things that we're facing because they're just knocking down houses and not caring about the people who are in them.
And I think the way it's there's got to be a medium, Ashley, with who is doing the pushing out. You know, there before it used to be where they had to become a medium mixed income, but that's all out the door now. It's about rent, your rent roll being as much as you can get it. But Georgia is on the same path that it was on during the housing industry. Where it is going to bust. They have not learned anything. And when it's all said and done, I'm not trying to be funny, but everybody started building like crazy in the last two quarters before President Obama got out of office. And Atlanta changed during the President Obama administration because 8 years ago we had a bust. You know, 2008, the bottom fell out, and now it's back up 8 years now, and it's almost like a trend, and you're going to have a new cycle of homeless people. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not going to be able to keep up with the Joneses because and looking at those individuals that's living in those apartments, they don't have any understanding that right now is, you know, right now is now. And tomorrow will come if you keep living. And I think a lot of us, you know, when you're young, you can do that. You can live like that, but it's too vicarious. So everybody has a generation that has to live through it. And I'm glad you said that you guys are working. It's not a competition because being homeless is not a competition.
Right.
It's not a choice. It's not a choice. Not a choice most people actually think they'll end up at, neither.
But yeah, right. So most of the people who are homeless have basically, a lot of them were in that housing bubble burst. That whole thing, that's a lot of the homeless people that are in Atlanta. Most of them got basically kicked out of their houses because of that, because interest rates, or they were on a home loan that they did the variable interest instead of just the regular, so it was just ballooning up and they couldn't afford it. And that's how a lot of them are. If you sit and talk to a homeless person one day, they'll tell you their story. It's not hard. They will share, and some of the stuff will surprise you.
It doesn't, and I tell people in my past life I was in construction. Still have a construction service company, CECIServices.com. You might want to go there. That's CECISSM.com. You want to buy some products. That's the plug. But anyway, but it's unfortunate that you might as well plug it. But we have a different customer base, but it's okay. But it is the story is just like it is now. You got a lot of people that are in the movie industry now. Everybody's an actress. Everybody's an actress, and everybody even wants to do hair to somebody that does. That's an actress. You know, the reality is that we are not preparing our young people for the real global environment that exists. I mean, the environment in which we live in now is an IT environment. You know, it's math and science fields. And unfortunately, we're not mastering that part right there. Everybody wants to be in radio. Everybody wants to be in television, but nobody wants to be the person that owns the radio station. I, on the other hand, know that it's important to own something that's going to have sustainability through the years. So, you know, sustainability is not what America really is taught its young. And it's unfortunate, you know, really seriously, that's unfortunate that they get old and they still haven't learned. So they go to the next high, the next, look at me going to get them donuts. No, I got a business to get them donuts. I'm going to get them donuts. So, Ashley, how can people get in contact with your nonprofit?
All right, with the nonprofit, it is to reach us. You can just give me an email at twodreamstoreality@gmail.com. And the spelling of that is two as in the number, so it's T-W-O, dreams, and then T-O, reality@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. It's True Dreams to Reality Incorporated on Facebook.com.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate. She's reaching back to athletes, and that's important. That's a whole different conversation all by itself, where, mm-hmm. you know, professional athletes wind up homeless, too. So that's another conversation. We're going to put Ms. Espinoza out here. That's a man, right? Espinoza? I don't know.
Esperanza Spalding.
Oh, okay.
As you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel. Maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. You are black gold. Now maybe no one else has ever told you so.
MIDB, 1420 and 1430 AM. The international station dedicated to showing women love and appreciation, as well as keeping you up on the latest 411 that's happening in Atlanta and across the nation. Tune in every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 404-292-1420 or 404-292-1434. WAMRDB 1420, 1430, the new look, feel, and sound of AM Radio.
Baby, we can take it there. I love the way you smell and the way you wear your hair. We can go around the world, maybe everywhere. Shining brighter than a diamond, baby girl, you wear.
Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks.
You be on hot. I see you looking real good with your lock knots. You locked up like we about to skip bail. She rock a updo with a fishtail, dabbles and such. And it looks so good, she like, please don't touch. I love when you rock them curls, and this is for all my girls.
Ooh, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks.
You're more than my best friend. We can talk about anything to the end. Sometimes we don't know where to begin. Around the world, baby girl, like a whirlwind. Make her say wow, like we going downtown. After when she finna come, she said now, now. Like a superhero, I give her the pow, pow. And I'ma put it on my baby till we pass out. While I rock
your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Baby, you so high. Baby, you so high. Girl, you so high. Girl, you so high. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. Rock.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use like anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I we're back, y'all. I like playing that because these kids about to get out of school for breaks, and they're going to be driving. And you got to be careful. We were at the station talking about a group of kids who lost their life right up on Rock Ridge Road with a young man. They were drinking, and we don't know what all occurred, but, you know, three kids were dead, you know, just this year. So, one, be cognizant of the fact that, you know, we want our young people to make it. You know, it's a lot of life out here. Life is short, but you can make the best of them. With Ashley Marie, our intern with the WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio, 1420 and 1430. And I'm telling people, you can call in at 516-387-1251, or you can give us a call on our office phone if you want to book a show or an artist. And there is a producer fee. There's a producer fee, right?
Right.
Damn. I mean, there's a producer fee. Yes, yes. It costs money to do any kind of anything. So there's a producer fee. Please don't call and ask, can you do a pre-show? No. You can't imagine what it takes to pull a show together. And there's a producer fee. And what is a producer fee? That's me. And any other producer that's put their hands on your product. I think that's a whole different conversation. We only got about 4 minutes left into the show. And I want to let everybody know that we're going to be trying to do this every Sunday, Smooth Groove Sunday. If you are an artist, you can call us at 888-245-2334. Or you can contact us directly at 678-789-6095. Or leave us some information on the AtlantaMix.com, AtlantaMixRadio.com. Just appreciate people who have been following us. And I want to just be very sure that you guys make sure you call in on Tuesday. We got a lot to talk about. Every Tuesday, we're going to talk about something important. Last Tuesday, we had the SBA on. You can come back and listen to that archive show as well. And, you know, we got a lot. We got a lot of coverage. There's not a lot of space on the radio. So being true to the station and what we try to do is important to me, and I hope it's important to you. Just kind of bear with us. But again, we will be moving into the morning show, 1430, down in Rockdale County. We're going to go on and broadcast all the way to Augusta. And that's another 175,000 people. So, Ashley, I appreciate you working with me today. You're getting used to this. You're definitely getting used to
this. Oh, yeah, this was great. This was great.
So, again, we're talking to Ashley Marie. She's an intern with the Rhymes Radio, but she also has a nonprofit that we want to support, especially old athletes like myself that can't even run past down the hallway. So, but I used to run a long time ago. Ashley, tell everybody one more time how to get in contact and support your group and what you're doing.
Alrighty, one more time for everybody. It's Two Dreams to Reality Inc. So that's TWO Dreams TO Reality Incorporated. And you can find us on Facebook, or you can use that and go on our email, and it's twodreamstoreality@gmail.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here this Sunday. I'm going to get me some donuts. I'm going to get some donuts. I ain't playing. I'm going to get some donuts. That's all I'm going to say about it. Love and care, chiropractor. Y'all check the doctor out, Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Love and care, family.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.